99% Invisible is supported in part by Squarespace. Whether the story behind your passion is out of the ordinary or simply out of this world, you should tell it in an unforgettable way. Squarespace helps you do just that with the only websites designed to showcase what makes your passion worth pursuing. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com/invisible. You should. Squarespace. This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
How to make a concrete stylus. Take a large nail, heat the tip red hot in a blue gas flame, drop it in ice water. Now it will resist abrasion as it cuts through the sand, cement, and rock particles in concrete not yet hardened. From the abstract to the concrete. Signed, a friend.
I first found Nico by staring at the sidewalks.
Delphine Vigil is a journalist from San Francisco.
One of my favorite things was always to kind of get lost in San Francisco and stare at things that I normally might have looked past. And then I saw his name written in the sidewalk.
Nico.
And I thought it was interesting. And then a block later, I found his name again.
Nico.
I turned a corner through Chinatown into North Beach, and I found another one. You know, I would find them not just in North Beach, but Chinatown, Russian Hill, Telegraph Hill. They would be references to the street name, like
Nico on Filbert, Nico on 9th,
or
Nico downtown.
And then the personality, I mean, was really coy. It was like,
Nico was here. Nico gets it all. Nico, concrete compulsive.
And I remember once I was just saying to myself, damn, Nico is everywhere. And then I looked down and it said,
Nico is everywhere.
I know, I felt like a duty. And I remember thinking that, this is my duty to write this story. And then coincidentally, I'd run across a clue that said,
Nico on duty.
So Delphine decided to track Nico down.
You know, I wanted to know, was this guy alive? Why did he do it? It was the first time I'd ever felt like I was the one paying attention in class.
The tag started in 1967.
Because I saw the date 1967, I figured, well, he must have been about, I don't know, 12 years old. In some ways, I got to watch him grow up because I felt like his personality kind of got a little more bolder through the years. Earlier stuff may just say
Nico.
And later on, he would call himself
Nico, concrete artist.
I figured he went to school in the neighborhood, so I went to the high school, Galileo, and I went to Francisco Middle School. And so I would start photocopying yearbook pictures from the 60s and 70s. And I would base this on guys who looked like they just had that kind of artful dodger look in their eye.
What you staring at?
And this investigation went on through years of dead ends, knocking on strangers' doors and getting nowhere. And if right now you're thinking, I love this Nico kid, he's my hero too, wait for it. Here it comes.
I was by the North Beach Playground. I believe it was rainy day, and rainy days were always the best days to read the concrete because it washed away a lot of the dirt and you could read things that on other days you probably couldn't see. And I saw this etching that was the longest that I'd ever seen. It took up an entire sidewalk block. It was like a paragraph. And at first I thought, no, it can't be him. I think it said,
America is a great country, built by the white man, owned by the Jews, ruined by the...
And then the first word began with an N, but I can't actually say for sure. I mean, I can presume what it said, and you probably can too. But that those letters were actually washed away from foot traffic. And then I'd found quite a few others, and it was, you know, we're talking 10, 15, 20.
Oh, man.
As far as I could tell from the handwriting, it was Nico. I didn't want to believe it because it didn't go with, you know, what I identified with. I mean, to some extent, I wanted to identify as the kind of loner kid in the city too. And this happened right before I finally found him.
One of the leads finally panned out, and after a long email courtship, Delphine Vigil grabbed his notebook and microcassette recorder and met Nico.
How did you never get caught?
Pretend like you're tying your shoes.
Pretend like you're tying your shoes.
It's the oldest trick in the book, or pretend like you dropped something.
How many do you think you've done?
1,000.
1,000, huh?
I'm just picking 1,000 out of the air.
At least 1,000.
At least 1,000, yeah.
Nico described all the places he tagged in detail, and Delphine believes that the vast majority of them are from this one guy.
My thoughts were that if I do this really deep and do it right, this stuff will last way into the future, and it'll be like the concrete will be all washed away with the pebbles poking up. My name will still be there.
It's kind of like any story you get into when you have a hunch about it. A lot of it was very close to what I had imagined, and a lot of it was completely different. He did have a very artful dodger lifestyle. His father was out of the picture, and he had a very bohemian upbringing with kind of like a real carefree parenting style. He was just this kid who was sort of, in some ways, forgotten.
And after a few meetings, Delphine finally found the opportunity to ask the hard questions.
I would see a ban all non-white immigration over by the Stockton Tunnel, and then I'd see it over on Russian Hill. There's how about white race consciousness, keep America white. About 12 or 13 of them in the same block of cement, I'd also saw the name Nico.
Let's jump ahead. You probably want to know, did I write that stuff?
Well, I'll be straight up honest with you. I think you did. I can pick out about 15 to 20 that seemed to me would be the same guy who did Nico, who would be you. But if I'm wrong...
Here's the deal, look. Okay. When I was a kid growing up in the city...
Yeah.
I'm talking a little kid. On Sunday, we would go to a march in Oakland for civil rights, for a peace march. On Monday, I'd go to school, and I'd get the shit kicked out of me by the very people that we were out putatively trying to help. I mean, this sounds absurd now, but it was all in my mind. It was all put together. If you get right down to it, how does a boring suburban kid rebel against their parents? They go to the opposite extreme of what the parents believe in, right? But I repent.
Totally, I understand.
I'm a hardcore green activist now, man. Yeah. Have some more cheese, man.
Thanks.
And that explanation would sit better if the past wasn't written in concrete.
I've not written my name, but I've written his name in wet concrete. In fact, that was the first line I wrote for the story. It was in the sidewalk. Walk up Montgomery Street toward the Union Street steps and make a right at Green Street. And right there, unless someone's double parked on top of it, it should still say, I found Nico. I found Nico.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Stephanie Fu and me, Roman Mars. A different version of the story was originally broadcast on the public radio program Snap Judgment, which I know you already subscribed to, but if you don't, do yourself a favor, go find it in the iTunes and subscribe. You will love it. This program is made possible with support from Lunar, making a difference with creativity. It's a project of KALW, the American Institute of Architects, San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design. To find out more, including how you can get your hands on Delphine Vigil's self-published chapbook all about the Nico story with beautiful illustrations and way more detail than I can go into here, go to our website. It's 99%invisible.org.